a death, a funeral, a tipping point in Syria.
A death captured on video. The people of Syria mourn in outrage. Is the Arab Spring there becoming an angry summer?
In the hidden police state, curtain-shrouded nation of Bashar Assad, does a young boy's death become a global snapshot or a national cry for real revolution? Martyrdom, martial law, Syria's riddle. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. On this Wednesday, June 1st, we peer into that opaque curtain of what's going on in Syria.
And let's get right at the top of the morning's news. Syrian President Bashar Assad has issued a general amnesty for thousands of political prisoners. The opposition says the offer is just another play for time by the regime. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says Assad needs to take concrete action.
President Assad has a choice. He has not called an end to the violence against his own people, and he has not engaged seriously in any kind of reform efforts.
Secretary Clinton also responded to alleged torture and killing of a 13-year-old that's galvanized protesters. We're joined now by Razan Zaitouni. Razan, the death of this 13-year-old boy, why is this particular death, the people responding to it with such outrage?
Because he's just a child, 13 years old, he was kidnapped from the street when he was participating in peaceful protests to take food and milk to children of Daraa under siege. He was kidnapped after days. He was delivered to his family in that awful way. He was killed. He was tortured very badly. It shocked any human being, actually. Hamza became a symbol in Syria now, even though now more than 40 kids got killed during the revolution in the last 2 months. But because Hamza was shown on TVs, the torture was shown on video, everybody saw what happened to him, that made people, everybody, very shocked about it.
Well, we're talking live from Damascus to Razan Zaitouni, who's a human rights lawyer in Damascus, talking about the death of 13-year-old Hamza. Is it also possible that the same number of people who are engaged and enraged by the death of this 13-year-old are also fearful to come onto the streets?
Actually, the opposite happened. The message of killing of Hamza and torture him in this way was to scare people and to make them think it wise before they go again to the street. What happened was the opposite. During this week, we saw even a protest for students in the schools who after they left the school, they went in protest to chanting for Hamza and chanting for freedom and against the regime. And that was the reaction.
Indeed, an acceleration of protests. We're going to talk about it in a moment. We're speaking with Razan Zaitouni, who's a human rights lawyer live in Damascus, about the death of 13-year-old Hamza, whose death last week has become an international clarion call for real revolution in Syria. Continuing in the Middle East, in Yemen, tribal fighters have occupied a number of government buildings in the capital, including the headquarters of the ruling party and a house of parliament. Bahrain is set to end a state of emergency today and begin a national dialogue on reform next month.
Checking in the markets, Asian markets and European indices are mixed. Futures are mixed. The Dow will start at 12,548, the S&P at 1,343, and the NASDAQ at 2,368. Well, as John said, we're going to talk more about what's happening in Syria in a few moments. But Louise Story joins us later in this hour, Louise Story, the New York Times, to explain the interesting story of why Fabrice Tour is the only person being prosecuted at this point for misconduct during the housing market collapse. And we want to talk to you about the housing market double dip at this point. Do you think it's worth it to own a home, or would you rather rent? Tell us what your housing story is at 8778 My Take.